you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, the big thing is tomorrow, opening ceremonies for the 2017 College World Series are going to be taking place. First pitch is going to be Saturday, Cal State Fullerton.
They just
first
got
team
in.
To arrive.
They're
yeah.
The first team. Yeah. They're all excited. Did the tour of the stadium. They look happy. I mean, what yes. a trip that is on a bus. Jeez.
Well, the yeah. remaining seven teams get in today. Fullerton, aka the Titans. They, I think they flew in. Did they drive?
Oh, well, they generally take a bus, but I don't know.
All the way from California.
They fly and then bus yep. from
I mean,
there.
They bring a bus in to get them from the hotel.
Point A to B. Okay. Right. I just figured they all drove in. So, okay. Maybe
road
they did
trip.
Fly. I don't know.
Yeah, so the remaining teams arrive today. But security is going to be increased for the whole College World Series, just a heads up. So MECA, you know, the Metropolitan Entertainment and Convention Authority, they've installed concrete barriers outside TD Ameritrade Park. And security officers will be checking bags and using metal detectors. They're going to say, they said that there's going to be more checks done farther away from the entrance. So they're going to be doing bag checks. And wanding, you know, all that. The added safety precaution is just to make sure that the fan experience is enjoyable.
People will be safe. It still mm-hmm. looks the same. It doesn't look really any different.
No. But they advise fans to avoid bringing packages or big bags to the game. You know, they've got like
big
a full
suitcases and
giant
stuff.
For
well,
some
you know,
reason,
ladies will always have like
bringing
you know,
everything in your house with you.
Right. Yes.
Got to make sure you have everything, including
you
the fan.
Six extra tickets to sit yeah. in seats in the stands.
Just in case.
I think a lot of people are going to be surprised how much construction has happened down there around TD Ameritrade. I mean, a lot mm-hmm. of people don't go down there
yeah.
right. much since the series and how quickly
it's completed.
A building
right?
has gone up at yeah. every turn. Now there's yeah. buildings they're still working on.
Oh, boy.
But no large bags, no backpacks, no frisbees, no beach balls. We'll see how that goes. There's usually a beach ball that makes its way in. You can bring clear, empty plastic water bottles allowed. You can fill them up once you get inside the stadium, but no bottles, cans, or, you know, food or drink coolers or any of that kind of stuff. One of the things is that they've got this crazy, you know, every year they always come up with like a new menu item that yeah. you'll see. Have you seen this calzone that
no,
they've come up with this year?
Oh, it's my like God. The big ticket item. How much is it?
I got to look and see. I was trying to find out how much the cost is. It's 18 inches. It's
18 inches. Well, that's huge.
Huge.
That one yeah. year I went and ate that hot dog was like 2 feet long.
Right.
It's like enormous. A limit to how much stuff you would want to eat.
Yeah.
Then
in the
sit
heat?
In the sun.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then just bake.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the one they were showing, giant calzones to rainbow cake, all the new culinary stuff that Levy is bringing out this year. So I haven't seen what the price tag is on this calzone, but it's 1.5 feet stuffed with Italian sausage, pepperoni, mozzarella cheese, roasted bell peppers, and tomato sauce.
It comes with like that thing. Wow.
Special, a family of 12. It's so big. It really is. I guess they have like a special tray to so you can carry it. It has its own special carrying tray so you can carry it around in the concourse.
Show it
like.
Off.
Okay. Right.
It's more about the presentation than
showboating. Doot, doot. They've got smothered country fries.
Mm. What is a country fry?
Crisp golden fries topped with country gravy and chopped pork fritter.
Now, why isn't that poutine? Why can't you call
that's
that poutine?
That's what I thought. It yeah. sounded kind of like poutine, but I guess maybe it sounded more like a biscuits and gravy only. Instead of biscuits, you're serving fries because it sounds like the country gravy, you know, that you would serve. They've got this 10th Street Tostada Grande. It's a 13-inch fried flour tortilla topped with chipotle cheese sauce and all sorts of stuff. But it's got pulled chicken or you can get taco meat.
I feel like you're going to see a lot of people walking around with dirty shirts.
Yeah, whenever they do those food challenges, yes. I always feel like, because they just had an Italian festival, I always feel like you got to throw in
a bib.
Anything on your shirt and you're out of the contest.
Yeah.
Like they need to have people eat hot dogs with a white shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did that recently. I had a white shirt on Sunday in our
bowl
tournament. And it was like, here's the challenge. Hot dog with ketchup and mustard.
Uh-huh. And a white shirt.
Don't hold back.
Right.
And try and eat this thing without getting a drop. It's really harder than you think on your shirt.
Sure. I it's just, there's just the natural drip of certain things.
It's like it's like all that stuff on the sandwich is diving off for its own life. It doesn't want to be in your mouth.
No. It's interesting how they break it all down. So the Omaha World Herald in their Go section has like a big thing today on all the food that you can find at the College World Series. Because they always make a little bit, you know, this is their opportunity to sort of to showboat. And it breaks it down like the concourse meals. But if you're up in the suite level, I mean,
I saw someone doing some live thing with the food that's in the suite and upstairs in the suite. Nothing looked crazy. Like the calzone. It looked like your basic nachos, and they just called a different name. And
if you want to go there, seven layer dip.
If you're ever at the College World Series, I'm being honest, you start and you want to have some beverages,
yeah,
you start hating on the food people.
Oh, because they're
the
all
food
in
eaters.
Line. Yeah.
Because that's where all the lines are.
Yeah.
Well, geez, and I mean, how long does it take to serve up a foot and a half
calzone? It does. I think it really pulls it up. The lines sometimes in those, if you get up top in those suites,
yeah, mm-hmm.
The lines at every concession stand basically block the entire.
Yeah.
They should. Because there's smaller kind of concourses up there.
Right. They should have an order and a pickup window. You know what I mean? To
yeah,
move
I know
it
what
over
you mean.
There so we can get our booze or water, or whatever the heck we want to drink.
I'm with you. I mean, especially if you're going to have like these really, I mean, these are some high specialty items, I feel like. One of the other things that you're going to see, but this is at the suite level, is a giant rainbow cake.
All
so
right.
I guess it's five layers.
Like cakes.
I mean, cakes are good, but all this is going on. College World Series Fan Fest gets started tomorrow. We're all, I mean, it's welcoming everyone into the city. Welcome to Omaha. Police are investigating an early morning robbery. It happened at a Buc-ee's shortly after midnight near South 24th Street and Martha. Police say a man in dark clothing with a bandana covering his face went into the Buc-ee's store, showed a handgun, and ran off with cash. Anybody with information is asked to contact the authorities.
How about the lady that went into a bank and used her finger? Give me your money.
Did it work?
No, it didn't work.
Okay, well.
They're looking for her now. Yeah, she didn't.
You got to put it in your shirt.
Yeah.
And then you got to decide, that kind of looks like a finger. But really, it's not your money. If I'm the bank teller, it works for me.
She forgot the shirt and just did the finger.
Oh, wow.
Give me your money. And then I guess they didn't get any money, but now they're looking for it because they think she's got some crazy going on.
Oh, so, you think?
Yeah,
she tried to rob a bank with a finger. I mean, I think that was your first clue that maybe not all pistons are firing. That or it was a dare. Like maybe she's getting hazed into some like summer,
some
you know,
who
some
knows?
Summer parking lot gang, you know, like
give me
play
your
lot.
Money. Yeah.
You kind of. Yesterday's shooting spree isn't going to stop tonight's annual congressional baseball game.
I was wondering about that. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. They say it's still going to happen. Game's going to be at the Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., it gets started around 6 o'clock our time. So Congressman Steve Scalise, he's still in critical condition after that shooting spree at a ballpark yesterday in Virginia. The hospital there in Washington says that the House Majority Whip suffered a rifle shot to his left hip. Now, the bullet fractured bones, injured organs, caused some severe bleeding. That he had to undergo immediate surgery, and he'll need additional procedures, but he's expected to pull out.
You wonder if that guy was targeting him, because, I mean, it's weird that he gets the guy who gets shot. He's the Majority Whip, and if he wasn't there, there would have been no Capitol Police.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay.
The only reason the gunman got stopped was because this Scalise's guards are there.
Okay.
He has to have police.
Okay, with him. Okay.
With him as role of Majority Whip. Certain government, you know, positions, if you're at a ranking, they have to give you security detail.
Okay.
Because
otherwise,
you're in line of power.
This crazy guy would have just been, remember, he allegedly, we still think that was the guy who had asked some people, are those Democrats or Republicans in there?
Mm-hmm.
The targeter.
His,
and then he goes in there and starts shooting people. If there weren't any guards, who knows who stops him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. If it wasn't for the guards.
The gunman was killed yesterday. So, I mean,
as we learned from the press conference from our president.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird. And he made the statement.
Yeah, it was weird that he made that statement. I was like, this is so bizarre.
I know. It's like we're through the look. So the gunman was shot and killed by the Capitol Police. The Capitol Police were injured in the fire. So there were like five people. Thankfully, there were no fatalities. More details are coming out about the gunman. It sounds like he sort of had gone off the grid a little bit. Like
he was there for 6 weeks or something.
Yeah,
like
living
that?
In his car.
Yeah,
you know. So
a little crazy there.
His wife's like he left 2 months ago,
okay.
And he'd been living outside Virginia in his car. So he was from downstate Illinois.
Yeah, he had like a home inspection or some kind of inspection job that he had. Like the business had gone under, the company had gone
yeah.
under.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah. Home security and home inspection and business owner and, you know, lost his business. So London fire chief, they say authorities do not expect to find any more survivors in the wreckage of Wednesday's high rise apartment fire. They say that they genuinely don't know how many people might have perished.
They're saying at least 17 now. It's at least 17.
Mm-hmm.
600 residents that were in there that got, you know, pushed out.
24-story, it was called Grenfell Tower. It's not known how many people were in the building at the time. So London Fire Commissioner said that due to the intense heat of the fire, it would be an absolute miracle if anybody was left to survive. But they're still, you know, going through a number of the victims, you know, are expected to be, you know, as they get into the scene and find out more.
London's had a bad couple of weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. Because now there's a ton of memorials going on for the Grenville Tower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The London Bridge.
Yes.
Deal.
London Bridge, the Grenville
Tower. London has fallen. Yeah.
I know. They're really, I feel bad. They're having a bad start to summer. An early study says eating fried potatoes can double your risk of dying early. This is just in time for all
fried
of those.
Fried potatoes is like French fries.
Yeah, like French fries, hash browns, potato chips. Basically anything that you are going to use a fryer to prepare.
So that could be anything. It could be chicken. It could be,
you
know.
No, these are potatoes. This is like about potato consumption.
Okay.
So the study was observational, they say. So researchers simply tracked a behavior in a group, and they found that eating fried potatoes led to early death.
Didn't we all kind of already think that? We're like, these aren't good for us.
Yeah, they can't
be.
I
mean,
we're all playing the risk-reward game.
Right. You're like, but it tastes so good. They said that they think that it's the cooking oil, you know, the trans fat cooking oil is an important factor in explaining the mortality of people eating potatoes. Obviously, if you're eating more French fries, you're probably not living, you know, you're not
healthy.
Making maybe the healthiest diet choices. So they're saying it might not just be, of course, the Potato Council's like, hey, but I guess Americans, we eat a lot of potatoes. We consumed 112 pounds of potatoes per person back in 2014. 33 pounds of that fresh. So like baked potatoes, you know, boiled potatoes, but the rest of that 78.5 pounds of it, those were all processed. We do like our fried potatoes. So
just cut it down a little bit, right?
I guess, I mean,
unless you're at the College World Series,
right?
And you want some of those smothered fries Miley was talking about.
That's the thing.
We give and then we take it away. Coffee sale, it'll kill you.
Heads up, everybody. I just want to give everyone the full barrel of knowledge so they can make the right choice. One and a half foot calzone.
You know what makes me mad? It doesn't make me mad. It just confuses me. Whenever I go out, like with Jeff, for example, whenever we go out or eat something, you for some reason don't eat a lot of French fries. It seems like I eat my French fries like crazy. I know it's something
yeah,
weird
like
to
French
notice,
fries.
But it's always, I'm always grubbing mine completely down. But I think I just eat more fries than your average human. Because people will go, I'm done, I'm good. There'll be chips and fries on the plate. I'm like, I want them. I'm such a fat ass.
I could eat those fries from the Dundee Dell. They're chips.
All day long.
They call them chips, but they're kind of like fries, right? The ones that go with the fish.
Yeah.
I could eat those kind all day long.
Yeah.
Those are amazing. Like waffle fries. Ooh.
Really?
See, my thing is tater tots right now, but they got to be extra crispy. You know, so
oh my God.
I love tater tots, but they do. They have to be. It can't be like the smushy. It has to be like
gotta
the
be crispy.
Real.
We have this convention oven that crisps them up like pow. Wow.
Sometimes when you go and you order something with fries and they give you tater tots, I feel like they've completely gypped you.
Yeah.
Without informing
you.
Well,
that's a bait and switch. That's,
bait and switch. When on the menu it said fries and then they drop your plate and they're like, sorry, we're out of fries. We only have tots.
I'm no,
like,
you have to give me a heads up.
Old?
Right.
I don't want tots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat tots anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. Well.
Man, have you ever had like smothered tots though? The Mary, who was the chef at the Dundee Dell, there was one time where she made this, you know, like shift meal for the back of the house. My sister had waited tables at the Dundee Dell, and so I was sitting there, and she's like, "Oh, you want some?" And oh man, basically it was tater tot nachos.
Okay.
So instead of chips, it was like cheese and all sorts of. It was the chili and the cheese and all the other great stuff they have at the Dundee Dell. Oh, friends,
Molly's like, "I want you to smother your chili all over my tots."
I would happily take that mortality rate if you give me some more smothered tots.
Oh,
I still think about them. This was like, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I want to say, like, my sister worked there, what, 12 years ago? Still think about these tots.
You gotta do it. Yeah. The Dundee Dell.
Tots and the chips and the stuff, so.
Smother it. Yeah. That is
you
your
know
news.
What? This story, who cares? Eat your food.
I'm curious if they have a fish and chip at the College World.
They should.
I don't know if a fish in the hot sun sounds good.
The fish should be good. The problem is that you've ever had the, you know, you get the fish and chips and you take the big bite of the fish and the pouring hot grease comes out.
Yeah,
that'll be a problem.
Bite. Right. First bite is always molten.
Dangerous. I'm just saying, I don't know if you want a bunch of people leaving half-eaten fish out in the baking sun of the College World Series.
Come on.
Woo, those trash cans are going to get whiffy. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show.
Well, I think I found my new swimsuit for summer. Get ready.
What is it?
Oh, wow. Have you guys gotten a chance to see the bathing suit covered in chest hair?
Ooh.
No, and it's for women?
It's for women.
I actually ran across that yesterday, and I thought of you. I posted it on Facebook. But I didn't know it was
actual,
flagged. So, yeah.
I know. No. It's not actual chest hair. So it's a photo of a guy's bare chest, like a hairy chest.
So it freaks you out when a gal wears a one piece that gives her now like bare chest.
Yes.
She's bare chested, but it's a guy's chest. And he's all furry.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that thing.
Because it's nude colored. So you kind of do a double take. You do have that moment where it's like that. Is she nude? You know, because the way they have it shot, it really does look like it's very tonal to the woman's skin tone.
Which I've seen those before, but it's the female physique, and they freak out because the gal's on the beach, and you're like, is that legal?
Well,
right.
The thing is, it's not only just the chest, Molly. It's also the back and the butt that's hairy.
Yes.
Well, that's awful. Why would you wear that? You know, why would you wear that? I mean, it's an awesome prank, but that's just disgusting. It looks like Russell Brand. It's like they took a picture of Russell Brand's body.
It's not overly hairy. That was the one thing that I found really interesting. It's not like gross, blanket hairy.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it looks realistic. And the thing is like, it's got like the male nipples. It's got, you know, the whole gravy trail. I mean, it's got the whole, what is it? The trail.
The treasure trail.
The treasure trail.
Well, that's what gets weird is they get creative around the crotchal area, obviously.
Yes.
So that just becomes sort of this extended kind of Ken doll.
Right.
Ken doll crotch.
Right.
She can't.
I mean, it's
show
the back
that.
that's really gross because it's like your butt cheeks are hairy and so would your shoulder blades.
I think
it would really give you, I mean, for $50, it's a good prank.
I feel like it turns a woman into the Beast character from the old Sega game, Altered Beast. It's weird. It's just very bizarre.
I saw this and I always appreciate the fact that, you know, they show this and of course they show it on like a swimsuit model body. So it's this very attractive figure, but then they put it in this. I wanted to see it like because it comes in sizes from extra small to extra, extra large.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, fine. I mean, you can put anything on Heidi Klum's body. And of course you're like, well, that looks amazing. I mean, that's fantastic. I want to see it on a real person's body. Do you understand? Like, I want to see it on a mom body.
I want you to wear it.
Or we'd like to see some other variations. Like, how about one piece of a really dumpy body on a hot supermodel chick. So it's just sort of all...
With like love handles and stuff. Yeah.
Does that
they're
going to
sell
though?
About 10 of these total.
I don't know. They say it's hassle-free returns on Beloved's website.
Sexy chest one-piece swimsuit, it's called.
$50.
I love it. It's called the swimsuit the internet didn't ask for, and it's not wrong. I mean, nobody wanted to see this. But, I mean, it's definitely an eye catcher. A lot of back hair, a lot of lower trunk hair, like on the lower region. So it'd be a hairy butt. Grumble. Which does anybody want to see that? Well. I so want someone I know to have this. It really does need to go just to the right person.
Yeah, I think it'd be awesome if you had it. And then when you guys went off to the
College World Series.
Yeah, I think you'd go even that.
Wear it at the College World Series. You could wear it with some shorts.
Shorts.
I mean, you can wear that in public.
Yeah. Sure. I could look like I'm a topless guy. Woo.
Put on a pair of roller skates and go skating around the series.
The problem is that I'd want to show off the butt hair though. I mean, how do you get that? So maybe I get some of those like high cut Daisy Dukes where they show a little cheek in the back.
Yeah, there you go.
So you can get some,
get some hair going on,
right? Because you really want to be able to see that too.
So or we got. We'll throw this up on Facebook.
Oh, it's there, people. You can find it right now. Big Party Show. Yeah, it's right there for the taking and for the picking. Molly, you should just get it for a joke.
I would. Only the fact that I think that the joke would be on me. Like, they'd be like, listen, you already have a borderline offensive swimsuit body, and now you have hurt me today.
Takes a distraction off that, though.
They have various colors. I mean, you can get, like, a darker complexion.
Yeah, it matches
lighter,
up
darker.
With the hues.
Ah.
You know, so that's the thing. You know, skin tone, so kind of it matches if you've got more of an olive skin tone or more of, like, a paler skin tone. They have the
nipples.
Whole spectrum.
The
I know, the
weird.
Nipples that are weird. They're weird, man. Nipples.
Yeah, they are.
They're kind of small.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Celebrity News Molly, what's up?
Bachelor in Paradise, the trouble and the scandal continue.
Yeah, what
so
is
days
going
after,
on? This show's
well,
never
now
been
the
on
victim
anyone's
is,
radar. So.
She's speaking. The
yeah.
gal. Oh.
So now she's talking, that Corinne. She's issued a statement. She said, I'm a victim and have spent the last week trying to make sense of what happened on June 4th. So she issued a statement and in it, Corinne said, although I have little memory of that night, something bad obviously took place. As a woman, this is my worst nightmare and it has now become my reality.
So imagine, you know, you're overserved and you hook up with somebody and the next day you don't remember it happening. But the difference is it's filmed for a show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder what the legalese. Obviously, she's saying, like, this is obviously borderline an assault. But we've already talked about it. The whole internet has all the salacious details.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're hiding this from Mother. But, yeah, I think she's got a big lawsuit, probably.
Well, I mean, because, you know, you think to yourself, okay, something like this happens, and then it's like a he said, she said, but what do you do when there's like a whole production crew standing by that could have done something?
Are they like your girlfriend that are supposed to be like, Stacey, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
You've had a lot to drink.
Yeah, I would think. No. I mean, probably. I would think you would have some sort of obligation as a human being.
I've seen girlfriends sign each other off very quickly.
Oh.
You're like, is she cool?
Yeah.
And the friend's like, yeah, she's cool. She wants to hook up with him. She's barely conscious. She wants this.
She wants this. She needs this.
Well, production for the upcoming season, that season 4 of The Bachelor in Paradise has stopped. Yeah, I mean, and I don't think it's going to be picking up.
Man, and it was going to be one of the greatest shows.
Oh, my God. I mean, appointment
attractive
television. Attractive
people hooking
meals.
Up
right.
in Mexico.
How will the Emmys fill the hole of all the nominations that would have just been ladled out to this? Best show, best everything. Speaking of award shows, organizers behind the Grammys announced that they are transitioning to online voting. They've updated the rules for their top category album of the year. So online voting for the 2018 Grammys will be made available to the Recording Academy's 13,000 members in the fall. And it's going to include songs and albums released between October 1st of 2016 and September 30th of 2017. And that's something that's been, you know, long talked about and people have been wanting to do.
But it doesn't mean no changes to us rank and file. We don't get to vote for it online.
No.
We have to be
a part of it, right?
Grammy people.
I guess the other big change is the addition of songwriters to the nominees for Album of the Year, which was previously reserved just for artists, producers, and engineers. And now they're saying, no, they're going to give some love to the people who actually, they write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Oh.
You're welcome. That was a gift yeah. from me to you.
Thank you.
Ryan Lochte and his fiance shared first photos of their little guy, Caden Zane. He's like, now this is what it's all about. Family. Sweet little guy. So it's, you know, of course, his fiance, who I think is a former Playboy Playmate model, looking stunning.
Oh, we've seen the pictures of him kissing her under the water. They did a whole photo shoot.
Kissing her belly. Yeah.
Under the water.
Yeah. He's 32. She's 25. They just welcomed their first child on June 8th. So I guess that was the big, that was a big deal. So little six-year-old Caden. I mean, six day old. He's so sweet.
Like, man,
he's all
he
swaddled.
Fast.
Yeah, I know. 6 years old. He went to another planet.
He's a tadpole.
He's just a little guy. Oh my gosh. And the pictures are so sweet. So congratulations to them. And we have new music from The Killers that just got announced yesterday. The new fifth album is going to be called Wonderful, Wonderful. This is the song called The Man.
Reminds me of the 80s for some reason, doesn't it?
It's Bowie inspired. Kind of sounds like he sounds like Talking Heads a little bit.
Yes, he does. I don't give a damn,
I'm the man. But this is a Bowie inspired song. It was recorded back in Vegas. You know, that's where they're from. And I guess it was produced by this guy who does Weezer and R.E.M. So,
Molly, we'll already have the music video. It's you wearing that hairy chest bathing suit.
I'm the man.
On roller skates with headphones on. And we just have this, right. I'm the man. And you roller skating around
Perfect.
The College World Series.
That'd be great. Now, can I wear the hairy bathing suit, but can I still have like full Bowie makeup, like the Ziggy Stardust
sure.
makeup sure. really just
All
throw people
is
off?
That you chew gum, and then every now and then you do a little spin and then keep going. You know
blow
what I mean?
Bubbles.
Right. I blow bubbles while I'm spinning and that doing that circle on my quads. Guys, I think we've got the video. Let's order appetizers.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.